The report says the head of the emergency management agency dragged his heels in returning to the island during the August wildfire, and a broad communications breakdown left authorities in the dark and residents without emergency alerts. The report also says communications problems left the Hawaii Electric Company unable to confirm that power lines were de-energized until well after the fire had caused widespread damage. At a news conference Wednesday carried by Olelo Community Media, Attorney General Ann Lopez said the report was issued to understand what happened on a minute-by-minute basis.
The underlying foundation of this report is not to place blame on anybody. This is about never letting this happen again.
Another report released Tuesday by the Western Fire Chiefs Association detailed the challenges facing the Maui Fire Department during the deadliest U.S. wildfire in a century. I'm Donna Warder.